Hey, it's Bible time. This is Reverend John Marinelli. Our topic today is now and then. Now, that's real simple, isn't it? Now means now. This is the current time. It's the span of time in which we live in the present. Then can be way back then or sometime in the future. I have observed that most people live way back then or somewhere out in the future. Living today, living in the now, is very difficult because we are challenged with so many things. So many things. We have to live life. We have to face obstacles and temptations and stress and difficulties of all kinds. And it's now that we have to live and move and have our being, not back then in the good old days, not somewhere out in the future that hopefully things will be better, and so we just live for the future and we don't pay attention to the now. So today, I want you to think about living right now. Right now. The Bible says we move and live and have our being in Him. Now is the day of salvation. Now is the time to repent and to give our heart to Christ. And when we do, we focus. And as we focus, we start living in today. And we put away the things of the past. That baggage can't carry over into our current time frame, into the now. We have to say, you know what? Yeah, I was married before and I had a divorce. And yeah, my husband or wife died. And yeah, my kids went crazy and this and that and all that other stuff. We have to just put all that away, because it cannot carry into the now. Not if we're going to live in the now. If we're going to die in the now, we're going to give up in the now and waste away hoping for some change in the future, and we really have no life. And we're supposed to have life in Christ. We're supposed to, as Christians, to live in the now with Jesus, with your Heavenly Father, that you walk with Him and talk with Him and fellowship with the true and living God, your Creator. That's what He wants for you and me. We're to be there to serve Him and to fellowship and to love Him. That's why we were created. So don't live in the past. Live in the now. It's a simple message today. Doesn't require a lot. Just simply to say, where are you living? Where are you living? How do you get out of living in the past? You got to be able to stop it. How do you stop it? The Bible says we're to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. And so we need to renew our mind. We need to stop thinking about the things of the past, whether good or bad, and start living in the now. And we focus on what's today. What are our priorities for today? It's not thinking about the past. It's not dreaming about the future to hope that somebody's going to come along and give us $1 million and make our life happy. We need to live now, and we need to trust the Lord now. That's super important. And we do that by transforming our mind, being transformed by the renewing of our mind. We give our hearts and lives to Christ. We focus on walking with Him. We go to the Scriptures. That's going to renew our mind. when we read the scriptures, he's going to give us divine revelation. He's going to give us truth. He's going to give us hooks to hang our faith on. He's going to give us promises for the future. And we can call that into existence now, in the now. We can live in the now by hearing the word of God and receiving the faith that comes by hearing and then walking in it. That's what life is all about. So today, let it all go. Do a reset. Start over. And live in the now. And keep your minds clear of those other things. Try it, won't you? Give it a shot. God bless you. And have a great day.